Global markets are on the up. European markets were up particularly nicely, with the German DAX firming up as much as 4% on the day. US markets have started in positive territory, but not to the same degree as we saw in Europe. We see that the All Share Index ended the day up 2.19%, driven by the likes of the financials, which were up a whopping 8.86% at the close. Even general retailers were up above 8.5% as well. The local currency also continued its firming ways against major currencies, trading around 16.92 against the US dollar, 19 on the dot against the euro, and 21.31 vis-a-vis the British pound. To take us through what's going on the markets, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the deputy chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David, for joining us. Markets are up nicely. Do you see some sort of momentum developing?
Momentum? I don't think we have a word to describe what we're seeing at the moment. I think it's a lot more than momentum. It's crazy.
Why do you say that? Is it because of the level of...
All odds.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen to the news headlines, Greg's headlines, you would have heard that they were expecting to go into recession that we haven't seen in 90 years. And I think this is globally. I still think that there are a lot of issues. I'm not complaining about the market. I'm celebrating the kind of move that we've seen, because I'd rather that it was going this way than the other way.
Yeah, but is it going to be a short-lived thing? Isn't it something to do with the amount of money that central banks have been pumping into the system? And we would prefer that it helps the real economy, but it's often, the capital market players who benefit most from this.
Well, it's a precursor. If markets are strong and confidence is rising, people feel much better, and it does support economic activity. I think what we are seeing is that you can see confidence because the safe havens are being sold. So you're seeing people moving out of the dollar, which was a safe haven. At a time where there was a lot of fear in the world markets, people ran to the dollar. They ran to gold. Both of those are coming down. Money flowing into emerging markets. Treasuries or bonds, the rates are going up as people get out of bonds and look at equity. So, whatever the interpretation is, whether it is the central banks that have come behind it, without that, I would hate to see what would happen to global economies.
So, yeah.
We'll have to deal with that all later. And I think that's something that the central bankers around the world will have to maneuver their way out of it. But we're seeing, some incredible moves globally.
Absolutely.
And on our market particularly as well, which does show money coming back in. Money coming in from emerging market players back into our market. The RAND now has fallen below 17, where it's 16.88 at the moment. So all of these are confidence boosters.
Foreign investors seem to like our banks.
Well, they can be. Look, I think, put it into perspective, these banks have been sold down to incredibly low levels. Whichever measure you want to use, they were very, very cheap. So they're still down significantly. On the beginning of the year, what's happened is they've come off a very low base. So if you look at shares like APSA or Standard Bank or Nedbank, they're all down still in the region of 30 to 40%. Admittedly, they were easier. So it's still a big knock. Whereas the overall market, I'm not sure where we are. I would estimate that we're down about 10% for the year. That's the All Share Index. So you can see that banks are significantly lower than the All Share Index to quite a degree. So I think bargain hunters, but people believing that these levels are a little too low and that there will be a bounce from them. Although they're increasing their impairments and activity slowing down, they're still well capitalized and in a decent position to survive.
Yeah. Today's winners are doing quite nicely, like you say, with some of the stocks doing quite nicely, particularly the banking stocks. But those that aren't doing so well, when I look at the gold counters, they're down quite hard. Are we going to see more of that? Because they've had a really good time, haven't they?
Yeah, we will. Because this is a reversal. This is people shifting out of out of the safe haven, out of gold, which has led the way. If you look at, in fact, quite honestly, look, Gold Fields, Anglo Gold, those companies are still up about 30%. So, but I would imagine they're going to come down. I would imagine that gold has fallen below 1700. And if things remain as they are, and, you know, we're in volatile times, we never really know where we're going to be tomorrow. If things remain as you are, you could see, you know, gold continuing to fall and, you know, gold shares coming under a bit of pressure.
Yeah.
The rand is also having its impact. Remember, you know, I don't know, a week ago, where were we? 18 or over 18? I lose.
Somewhere there. Time, yeah, somewhere there.
And now we're at 1680. And this could go lower, you know, as long as if the dollar keeps coming under pressure, the rand could improve dramatically and, you know, 1650, wherever.
Yeah.
So that will have even more impact on the miners as we convert them from their primary currency to our currency. So, yeah, that has weighed on miners today. But fundamentally, you know, prices are holding. I mean, they're not. The iron ore price is still at around $100 a ton. Copper's stable. Oil is finding its base now.
Yeah.
So, but miners will you know, will come under pressure, as will all our rand hedges.
Yeah. Looking at the real economy, as you said, it's not doing so well. We had another PMI number come out. That one's from IHS Market. Basically, it's the lowest it's been since that survey started. Not good at all. And just speaking to, you know, a demoralized economy. But obviously, there was a lockdown, so you were going to see very minimal activity. But, you know, the only way is up, I suppose. But to what extent are we going to be able to bounce back?
It's going to take a long time. I think don't be misled by what we're seeing on the market today. I still think that corporates are still under severe pressure, and we haven't got the benefit of a Fed Reserve or even the EU, you know, where they have got significant amounts of money to prop up the economy. I think we're under enormous pressure. So. You can see it in the results that are coming through and the warnings that, you know, keep coming through. Yes, admittedly, the lockdown has had some short-term impact, but I think this is going to have long-term impact as well. But a lot of it is already in the market, and I think that's what the market's telling you. But there will be a point at which we see the recovery start to run out of steam and just track sideways.
Yeah.
And from then on, but it'll be on what the global economy does, you know,
yes,
whether that can drag us out of this.
You know, one of the things that people of your ilk always talk about is policy certainty in the South African economy, or any economy for that matter, but we're here at home. And of course, we've had that judgment come out yesterday about the unconstitutionality and invalidity of some of the rules in the lockdown levels 3 and 4. We don't know how long that process is going to take in terms of government's response and so on, but that's going to create another layer of uncertainty, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's they've got 2 weeks. And I think it's if you read the judgment, it was just that there didn't seem to be any rationale behind some of the decisions they made, you know, whether you could buy shoes without whether you know you're allowed to buy
flip-flops or sandals.
You know, they were trying to make sense out of all of that, so I think they just have to clean up the you know, legislation or whatever it is.
Yes.
It's causing confusion with you know, people living in the country, because they're not quite sure what is allowed and why it isn't allowed. And but you know, we have to live through that. Well, I don't know what else I can add to that. We're all confused. I'm wearing Converse, you know, not my flip flops.
Good man. David, I see that Mediclinic, they came out with some results today. Can you tell us about that stock and how they're doing?
Not well, and I think there is a bit of pressure on them. You know what's very interesting as well is that a lot of these clinics here made space for COVID, you know.
Yeah.
And not all of it's been used. And so while they made provision for it, what they did do is they didn't go into the elective surgery side of it. And that's like a hotel not letting out rooms, you know. That's where they make the big profit.
Yes.
So all of these have played on hospital groups. And taken them down. They've also got certain issues in in other of their operations, particularly in the UAE, etc. But, it's okay, but it's also very hard to see our way through until this pandemic passes. So you can understand, they particularly, and I think it applies to a lot of medical groups as well, just held, and even doctors in professions, you know, have held back on profit-making surgery. One doesn't like to see people sick, but I'm saying that that's hurt all the hospital groups quite dramatically.
David, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time, as always. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.